Yeah. Let's go ahead and get it going, man.
Brand new LCP.
Now, like I said, normally I don't start with the crazy news, the sad news, but yesterday in Cleveland, Texas, something crazy happened where there was a man, they said he was drunk. Now, he was in the backyard of his house shooting the gun.
Okay.
Now, the neighbor came over and said, hey, can you stop shooting the gun in your backyard? I got a baby at the house trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, dude that told him that, he went back home.
Yeah.
Now, dude that was shooting the gun, grabbed the gun, went over to their house and shot five of them dead inside the house, including the 8-year-old child.
Oh, wait. So the guy who was shooting the gun in his backyard?
Yeah.
End up killing the people who told him to stop shooting.
He went to that house, killed five of them, including an 8-year-old child. But before we dive into that, because of course I want your opinion. So let's play the news clip so you can pick up some more information and find out what's going on.
Five people were shot and killed, including an 8-year-old boy and a teenage girl, after a family asked their neighbor to stop firing his gun into the air. And police say that neighbor responded by going next door, shooting and killing several members of the family, then fleeing the scene.
Yeah, Rachel Menatoff is live in the studio with us tonight. She's got more on the search for that shooter. Rachel.
Rick and Corrine, authorities say the confrontation happened after family members asked the suspect to stop shooting rounds because they were trying to sleep. The man responded saying it was his property, and he eventually walked next door with his rifle and carried out this horrendous shooting. Two of the victims were found in a bedroom laying over several children in an attempt to shield them from the gunfire.
Look at that. Look at that. It's crazy.
A Texas man fatally shot five of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old boy now identified as Daniel Enrique Lasso. It happened near the town of Cleveland, which is 45 miles north of Houston. Okay. According to police, on Friday night, several family members asked the gunman, 38-year-old Francisco Orpeza, to stop firing rounds from his yard because of the noise. Orpeza is then seen on home surveillance video walking next door with his AR-style rifle, where he ultimately shoots several of the victims at close range. He remains at large more than 15 hours after the shooting. Authorities are now using scent-tracking dogs and an overhead drone in their search for him. They believe he was intoxicated at the time of the shooting and then fled to a wooded area a few miles from the scene.
He could be anywhere now. Located the device that we were looking for, found it abandoned. There was some articles of clothing laying around. The tracking dogs from Texas Department of Corrections picked up.
All right, so we can stop it right there. But see, like, it's situations like that that play a part in why I'm from New York City. People say all the time, if something going on, mind your damn business. Mind your business. Because, like I said, like, the people that came over and said, hey, can you stop shooting? We trying to sleep. It's nothing wrong with that. But everybody is not mentally right in their mind to where they can just decipher. And the guy was drunk, too. That could have played a part.
No. Clearly, he wasn't mentally stable, period.
Because not at all.
I don't care how drunk you are, how high you are. You're not about to just go and kill five people because they're telling. Like, that's not normal.
I mean, it's not normal.
I know plenty of drunks, and they're not about to just, oh, they pissed me off. Let me go pop these niggas. Like, no, that's not. And I'm sorry, I was kind of like, I was laughing because in Texas, that's really how their like deputies and stuff.
How they look with the hats.
Like cowboys.
Don't do it. Let's not laugh during this. Come on, we got.
I know, it's so serious.
Yeah, we got kids dead, parents on top of the kids, shielding the kids.
I just got that image. Yeah, like, it's horrible. But I'm trying to figure out, like, this lapse in time where they're telling you, like, yo, it's like, stop shooting. And you just all of a sudden be like, no, I'm about to go kill it. Like, I don't get that.
I mean, and not to go there, but, you know, it is Texas. You know, everybody.
Oh, they like to bear their rights to bear arm.
What was the governor's name that's always defending the, remember the guns?
Can't.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Is it Greg
Abbott?
Greg in the wheelchair.
Greg Abbott. Yeah. Because remember when it happened with the all the kids got shot in Uvalde, Texas, at the school, and he came out. No, we're not changing nothing.
They
we're
really
not changing
be walking
nothing.
Around with like rifles and stuff like that. Like they exercise. The Second Amendment.
Yeah, and you see things like this. This is what happens because clearly, as you said, the guy wasn't. He wasn't mentally stable.
Why are you even? At night, like, you know what I'm saying? Some people we know who like to, like, stomp, like.
Yeah.
But
keep in mind, when they showed it, I think it was after, like, 11 p.m. when the crime took place. So, clearly it's late. Like, we trying to go to sleep. I got work. Kids got school.
It should be illegal for you to even be... Like, okay, let's say if you had a gun range. Mm-hmm. You're disturbing a peace at that time. Mm. Like, I feel like that's... I mean, that is a crime in some states, disturbing a peace. So, you're disturbing people peace. They got children trying to sleep. And then you go and execute an entire family. I really don't have no words to say about this, to be honest with you. Like...
So hold on. Like, let's take a guess right now. Do you think the suspect is going to be apprehended dead or...
Mexico.
No. You think he's going to be apprehended or is he going to be dead? You know, like, because you know how when they do shit like this, it'd be self-inflicted.
I think he's going to be apprehended unless he, what can I say? Like, if he has a weapon or something like that and he's, what you call it?
So suicide by cop.
Yeah. Unless it's something like that where he's erratic and crazy. But he's going to go... be arrested. He's going to have both of his hands up. He's going to get on his knees and then going to arrest him, send him to McDonald's, and then book him into the local...
Stop.
No, do you want a frappe with your meal, sir?
I mean, I feel like it's about a 65-35% chance he's going to be dead. I think either he's going to kill himself in the woods or whatever the hell
he
had.
Nah, he was a nigga probably, but... I mean, he's Latino, but, you know, they got a little bit more cushion for the pushing.
Now, when they showed the guy's... Now, they ain't showed the guy's face right there, but, like, when they showed the guy's face on the news, he looked crazy.
Oh, he did. Like, you know, the range.
They be having that little off look in his face. Like, you know, I'll kill you if you talk to me wrong.
Yeah, he probably was hearing... Okay, let me not get that deep. Next case.
And that's why I say I mind my business. I remember, you know, I was talking a couple months ago about if you outside and you see a woman getting abused by a man, like, would you step in? Because, you know, in New York City, it sucks. And people always judge men. Well, if you ain't a real man, if you don't step in and save... But I'm like... If that man has kids, he got family. Like, imagine if, like, he's the only provider for his kids and his family, his wife, and, like, they depend on him. Now, I step in to protect somebody else. God forbid I die.
Yeah.
Like, is the family of the person I protected going to look out for my child?
Gonna pay for your funeral? No.
No, going to look out for my child?
They're not. In a very small percent that could happen, but the chances are not. And if
happen.
A man is bold enough to be kicking somebody ass outside, you think they concerned about anybody
else?
He's
gonna kill me in 2 seconds.
He's gonna kill you next, because, like, now you under a certain type of rage where now somebody interfering with that, you gonna catch all of it.
Exactly. Now, speaking of people that's catching all that, now I got a question for you, and I want your honest opinion. You know, you could be honest, you could be candid, and I'm going to try to frame this in a way to where it don't come off as, I don't know the word, you know, how they be saying, I hate women or something crazy. But
definitely hate women.
Why do women go crazy for all these love shows? Like Love is Blind, these other stupid ass love shows that shows love. Ooh, I want a man like that too. I want to, like, what? Because when Love is Blind, the last season, I haven't watched it yet.
And I haven't watched it, so.
But people, like, ladies go crazy. Oh, they're my new favorite couple, my new it. And I'm just like.
I think we're in love with fantasy or what. Like, in the perfect world. Because we only see, like you say, like the highlights.
Yeah.
And so it's like we desire that. And it's like we want that. And continuing to forget all the other work and the boring stuff. When you're in a rut and you have to get out of that, like, we're dismissive of that. And we just want him picking us up and swinging us around and all these other little...
Because me and you always have the conversation where I'd be like, I'd be trying to be realistic. And you'd be like, well, John, there is that 2% though.
There is.
but see, my thing is that, like, you know how, let's say, for example, Love is Blind.
Yeah.
One episode.
Yeah.
Like one episode be taking place over, like, the course of, like, a week and a half. But all we see is that condensed 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's so many bits and pieces, the disagreements, the things that we don't see. But it's edited.
Yeah.
It's like how right now, this episode is being recorded.
Yes.
Me and you could talk for 3 hours long, and I decide, you know what? I want the episode to be 35 minutes. And I could just cut out Exactly. And all they see is 35 minutes.
Okay, so it's kind of like an experience I have when I may be crying and I may be sad about something that's not happening in my life, or I want to talk to somebody or whatever. And then I'm like, I'm sad and I'm hurt. And the next thing you know, I talk, and it's just like, I forget about all that other pain and stuff. Like, so a person can catch me being super elevated and enlightened and jovial and things like that. But don't know, I was just crying my eyes out, you know, 24 hours ago. And so I think even with those shows, like, you don't, because when you're dealing with other human beings, you are taking on I think, hold on, I'm trying to phrase this. Dealing with other people or depending on them, I guess, for some sort of like happiness or joy, you get hurt in the process, right? Because you have these expectations. Like, I feel like we've talked about this before, and it's like when they go met, you end up getting hurt. But it's like, one, we don't always communicate that with the other person. And it's like when this thing doesn't play out in a way that we want it to, we feel hurt, we feel played. So you're not seeing, even with the, I've seen Love is Blind before, but I haven't watched this last season. But let's just say the people are communicating back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't know the disagreements or something that they could have been dealing with, even getting to know each other, right? Mm-hmm. Other frustrations of somebody may be crying at night, like, oh my God, I really like this person, but it's like, we're not meshing. Like, you don't see that part, the brunt of it. So you just see like the polished and the finished product.
And you're right. And I feel like in reality, a lot of people don't want to see that part because seeing it is going to kill the fantasy. Yeah. It's like how when I talked to you before about past relationship and how from the outside looking in, people used to tell me, man, I wish I was like that, man. You seem so happy. And like, I'm listening. Now in my mind, I'm like, if y'all knew how miserable I am.
Yeah.
But see, from the outside looking in, they don't see that. They see the little fake facade. And I'm just like,
they look so cute. And they're so lovey-dovey.
And I just want to smack them. Like, you don't understand like the, like the repeated conversations, the like just feeling as if your needs aren't being met. But from the outside looking in, if you see somebody smiling, that's why I say all the time, pictures don't matter.
Yeah.
A picture is 1 second out of the day. That's 1 second.
One little highlight.
That's it.
Highlight. It's like, that's what's called a highlight. Your whole head ain't that color. It's just a little piece of a billions of hairs that's on your head.
And that's why I said that's all you see. And that's why I feel like, and that goes into like the next question regarding inflation and how a lot, I feel like, well, it's pretty obvious that a lot of couples that would probably have broken up are still together due to inflation, the high cost of everything, and how, because you
can
know,
you blame them?
No, I'm saying no, like I can't, because like doing it by yourself, whether it be rent, you got the car note, groceries, which is skyrocketing every other day, like having to do that by yourself. I think a lot of folks, they don't want to move back in with their parents, their mama, their daddy. Because that's probably what's going to happen if some people in these relationships, they're going to move back in and try to save up and try to rebuild, because doing it alone, like, trust me, it's tough.
Yeah.
Like the hot, like you can't at least get 20% of rent from, you got to do everything yourself. So you got to have, because if you don't have it, you know, the bill cycles, they come around super quick. So what you think about couples that stay together? Like how you think that?
I think it could be dangerous if it's a, like, unhealthy relationship,
like if it's abusive,
and whether it's a man or like, it's usually women who are financially dependent upon a man, and there's men who are hobo, what they call a hobo sexual,
homosexuals. But I mean,
but there are
I don't knock them either. I don't knock the homosexuals because they,
I mean, there's women who make more money than their guy, but they're more likely to say, "All right, fuck you, I'm out." Yeah. Than you know, so
no, the ad in the background. But now going back to what you say, I feel like, you know, in relation to, because like you can make more money than somebody, but that don't mean that you know how to budget and, you know, allocate that money properly. Because a man can make $20,000 less than a woman, but he could be better with money, to where it seems as if he has more money because...
Let's just stop here.
Let's deviate from this.
Okay, so I feel like the average man, they expect their woman to look a certain way, to smell a certain way, and all this and that, right?
I agree.
And
the
then
we got
women, and also we have cycles and stuff. We have a lot of
what
money.
You mean cycle,
we have
like the period, or
we got periods we gotta pay for. We got waxes we gotta pay for. We got our hair we gotta pay for. We got our nails. The damn pedicures and all this shit. Because a man don't want no regular woman.
I feel like that's a false perception, because a lot of men, and like I said, like this is what I...
So you want your woman with a bush down there?
No, I'm just saying, but like if that's
her prerogative.
No, I don't expect her to, you know...
You know how much this shit costs?
No, I'm saying throughout the course of life, having to work and be busy and doing things like that, I feel like there will be moments where she probably gonna have a bush. Am I going to judge her? Am I going to leave her for that? No. If she don't got her nails done and like her
okay,
feet
yeah, that's
crack,
not that's not really. Yeah, like, so I don't. Me personally, that's not something I do.
Yeah,
because
I feel like a lot of that the nails, is like
but
day.
I gotta get the Brazilian yeah. wax. But, like yeah, but I'm do not you do going back to shit. It's for me. Ain't nobody going exactly, down that over the last 3 years. So it's for me.
Exactly, and that's why I said I feel like a lot of those is just modern day expectations that we place on ourselves.
But it still costs a lot to be a woman. It costs more. You ever heard of the pink tax? Like, that's a real thing.
No, 100%. But see, but
so
see,
you talking about y'all managing $20,000? No. Y'all can well hold draws and get away with that shit. But let us walk around with a hole in our draws and see what happens.
No, but I'm saying I want to get away from the part of making it seem as if a lot of those are attributed to what a man would want, because I feel like a lot of times when a woman does that,
it's for herself.
She should do it for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I always hear now, well, you know, I got my butt done because that's what men want anyway. No, you wanted to get your butt done.
Okay, well, that's
let's not attribute everything to a
man. I'm talking about regular maintenance. I'm not even talking about this the superficial stuff, like getting weave and stuff. And I'm not talking about that.
Because basic
even
functions
of living. Even if your hair is natural, you want me to tell you how much my products cost?
Tell me. Run down the average.
So it's like the average cost is like $17 for each shampoo,
and these are products you need,
gel,
right?
That you need. So you're spending like, let's see,
you need that
like
thing.
$60 on just basic products, not even like the oil and all this other extra stuff that
you
need.
You can't get the off brand to kind of bring the 17 down to 8.
Man, it depends on what type of hair you got.
Okay. Now, if you, yeah, bought, you know, I mean, black hair is different. You're right. Black hair, you gotta have the precise products.
Yeah, that stuff costs money, and so I think. You're not thinking about that. So that was a little detour, but because you had mentioned something about a budget, and it's like, even if you're on a budget, it's
cost. No. When I say budget, I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about in relation to when people live beyond their means in terms of things. See, what you mentioned, I understand. Mm-hmm. Like wax, hair products, like that. Yeah, that's basic functions to live in. Because you're right. I have a sister. Mm-hmm. It do cost more.
Yeah.
Like, my mama, it costs more. Like, when I was younger, my mama was younger.
Yeah.
Like, just a woman's overall daily cost of living, it is higher.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about living beyond your means in terms of, like, you know, not knowing how to budget your finances right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I was talking about.
Okay,
you know?
So I won't beat you up.
Yeah, I mean, you wasn't going to do it anyway. But and that's why I say, and I don't feel like, you know, it's a failure if you can't do it. But
I was going to say, like, just going back to people who are sticking around for, like,
economic purposes. It's tough.
But I think I loosely touched on this. I think if people know how to get along, because some people don't work out for different reasons. Now, if that reason is, let's just say if people have like different goals in mind and like different visions, then it's like, you know, they like the other person, they love them and they respect them, but they can still coexist together. But I think they both should be trying to come up with a plan together. It's like, okay, this ain't gonna work out between us, but I don't hate you, but let's try to see like how we can both get ahead and then detach.
Yeah, because if you
it's like conscious uncoupling, it's called like conscious uncoupling or
something like that.
Yeah, so I think that could be a good idea, because it's like, as you say, sometimes people just hop into another situation without healing and stuff like that. So you shouldn't be
that happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like, because they, you know, sex is always sex. So if you can take that out the picture, right, and people just focus on better themselves, because you shouldn't.
But
I mean,
can we? Because we always say, "Oh, I have needs."
You know, I think it's like I feel like I'm going a different route. But we can talk about any other type of addiction, because sex can be addictive, right? If you don't know how to get that under control,
and 100%.
Yeah, and just like with drinking or smoking, like there are people who drink every day, they smoke every day, and they feel like, you know, they can't go a day without smoking. And it's like, but actually, if you can, if you just, let's try one day, let's just go one day and then let's go the next day. So I think that could be the same with sex. Like, but you know, this is not a popular conversation.
Even better. Let's go. These are the ones I like. Let's make it unpopular.
This is not popular. Man, listen, though. My point is that I think couples who were together and they had an overall healthy relationship, but they just not working out because their goals and their visions aren't the same. I think they can give each other like a couple of months so they can both save up and then be able to.
Yeah, but as we all know, a couple of months turn into a couple of years because a couple of months, do you see how fast inflation goes up? Like every single week it goes high. So a couple of months later.
Listen, that modern family shit is real. Yeah. Like people, and not everybody can handle it. Like I had.
100%.
For example, like one of my friends. Okay. So one of my friends actually, my cousin was, you know, her child's father and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And at some point it was like they were living together. It was like they were living together. They were done with each other. They were living together. They were all roommates. It was like her, him, her new.
Were they a couple still or like kind of was like. No, we don't know what we are.
No, they just like co-parent well.
So they broke up, but they were still living together.
They were still living together. They were roommates. It was like he was in one room with his new little boo and like she had her own thing going on. They were all in like one house together.
That's a no.
But stuff like that happens. Hey, but you know, I'm not even opposed to like me and my friends, like we be sharing like these mansions and stuff in New Orleans. And I'm like, this shit can really work. You know, like buy a big ass house. We always hang out at
each other. So you mean like get friends together, have a big mansion and y'all each have your own corner of the house.
You can own a little piece of it. Like,
But whose name gonna be on the house? Because
everybody can be no. So there's a thing where you can have several owners. Mm-hmm. It's no different than a commercial business where you have like several investors.
Got to make sure because when those conflicts come in, you have to turn it to an
LLC. Yeah, and you can properly dissolve it.
It's my house. You get your family out. Mm-mm. No, I ain't going.
You know how people have timeshares and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think there's ways for people who not trying to get into like investing and making buku money and they just kind of want to live a low key life.
You go ahead and do that.
No. I don't know
if I'm going to get three of my friends together and we get a mansion and we all live in a corner of the mansion.
Bruh. No, you can still have your own space.
Yeah, because
like you can have your own room.
I don't want to hear nobody else. No, I don't want to hear you sneeze. You know, like you know,
hear people fucking sneeze in
apartment. You know me. I feel like that's
funny.
At least destined for failure. But
you don't want to hear nobody fucking. Let's just get to the point.
No, it ain't just that. Because people got small kids. I got to hear them motherfuckers running around.
Kids? Who got kids? Oh, my bad.
If they start in families and now the child is 2 and 3.
Most of my friends gay. I don't see them having no kids.
Like, I mean, they could adopt. You never know. You might.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I mean, I know gay people can have kids, so that's
So let's be full precise. We gonna boo. Don't do that. I was trying to.
The brat, big pregnant right now.
I was trying to hit the button, but now
I'm sorry. That was
now to get away from that. I know you heard the speech from Giannis Antetokounmpo after they lost in the playoffs.
No, I didn't hear it. What did he say?
Don't do that. See, hit the boo again. Don't do that.
Nah, I'm racist. Okay.
Nah, don't do that. Nah, but you know they lost to Miami, four games to one. So they got sent home. They got sent packing. And mm-hmm. a reporter asked Giannis the same question he asked last year. Hey, you guys lost in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Is this season a failure? Uh-huh. And this is what he had to say about the season being a failure. Because, like, you know how sometimes reporters, they ask the same question again to kind of invoke a reaction out of you. And this is what he had to say.
The exact same question, but I'm curious for you. Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh my God. Okay, because I'm not that up.
They only lost by two.
You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get the promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know. Provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. You know, and if you've never... I don't want to make it personal.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's always steps to it. You know, Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure. Mm. That's what you're telling me.
Preach.
No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one. You know, sorry that I didn't want to make it personal because you asked me the same question last year, and last year I was in the right mind space to answer the question back.
I want to clap it up. I'm sorry.
There you have it, folks. Watch your team. I'm going to clap it up.
It's amazing, though. Like, looking at him, you would not expect him to sound like that at all. Like,
how you thought he was going to sound?
He sounds like a European white man. Like, that's what I mean. Like, but I get he's from Greece.
From Greece, but I think he's Nigerian.
I'm sorry. You had a question.
Yeah, so in relations, because everything he said, I agree.
Yeah.
Because, and I feel like a lot of that even goes down to, like, youth sports. Mm-hmm. I've been playing, like, football in high school.
Football in high school.
Yeah, football and soccer. Remember, I touched football and soccer. And, like, you lose a game, and it's just like, of course, I'm mad at the fact we lost, but if we lost and it's, like, 36-32, like, same thing he said. I don't see it. Like, we played hard. Mm-hmm. We bust our ass.
Yeah.
We lost the game.
Right.
Now, if we go out there on the court and we sit down and we just fold 36-0 and we just ain't, it's a failure. Mm-hmm. But if I'm busting my ass, like, the same thing with, like, jobs. You know, mm-hmm. me and you have conversations. Mm-hmm. If you're applying for jobs, you're doing everything, and it's just like, ain't nothing, like, aligning up.
Yeah.
It's not a failure in that moment because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
But now, if you come home and you know, I ain't applying for no more. I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Then it's a failure because you're not putting forth the action, the effort.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, during the off season, we working out, we getting things right. And
I even like his example, since Michael Jordan is like the
Where those other 9 years of failure? Right. And it wasn't. Like, he played hard as hell all them years, but like he said, it was somebody else's turn.
Right.
It's not always going to be your turn. Right. Same thing with music. You know how folks come around, they have a little nice little 2 year run in music. And
we said this last, failure is a part of success. You're gonna fail before you get it right, before you succeed. We can go even to history, the light bulb, the traffic light and all that stuff. You know how many times they tried at that before, you know, before they succeeded and
but
it
people
worked.
Don't think about that part. All they see is the moment it actually, the light bulb, the airplane.
People fail at, I'm sorry, I was about to like curse really hard. People fail at relationships and then so at some point, but all that, this is what I think should happen. All that failure, you should gain wisdom and then to make better decisions in the future. So again, failure is necessary because how will you then even appreciate a healthy and a good relationship if you've never had a bad one? If that makes sense.
No, it does. But like, what are you saying? Was kind of like it's really bumps in the road instead of like failures because you know sometimes you're gonna hit a bump.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've been driving before and you're going smooth, then boop, boop, out of nowhere it's a bump. It's just like, oh shit, and then it get back smooth again. Sometimes it be
hope.
Sometimes
not
be,
in New Orleans,
but it sometimes it be a bump, pothole, bump, pothole.
That's exactly what it's like. Stressful as hell.
And then you turn, you're like, oh, this street kind of smooth.
And then look, you're a little stressed, but you can't be that confident because you don't know where that next fucking bump about to come.
Yeah, and that's why I just said, and that's why like I really like the fact that he got in serious. You know, he composed himself. Like he said,
he did a really good job.
Like he said, he didn't make it personal.
Yeah,
like you know how some people are like, that's a dumbass question. No,
I saw him literally like pulse like.
Oh
you
yeah, that's why I said. You know what? I'm not trying to make it personal.
Because I can like a person can pop off like you know because people like to especially I'm sure in that arena like just nag pick on you to draw out these negative emotions and so I'm proud of him for.
But like you said, when you asked me the same question twice, like you asked me last year, you know, like you said, I wasn't in the mental space. Whatever whatever answer you got was your answer.
Right.
Now you're gonna ask me again. Right. Like, come on. Like, I already answered that already.
Yeah.
Like, but that to get out of here, you know, summertime is coming up. As they say, summertime season, as the women say, I'm gonna have me a hot girl summer.
Lord.
Because like I hate that phrase, but it's starting to trickle back out.
It is?
Hot girl summer. I want to be the other one. I want to be with somebody's son.
No, no, no. I have a question. What is this? My man, my man, my man stuff.
Wait, what's your name?
I was about to Google this.
Wait, is that?
Oh my God.
That.
Like, there's this thing where.
Let me Google it. Is that a trend?
It's like trendy. Like, these. Hold like on. Women
Let me look
are,
up the hashtag.
And I probably sound it. Stupid. I feel like your female listeners are
But it's
come
spelled like
top.
What? Just regular, my man?
It's like my and then man.
Let me go to tags.
It's like so.
Oh, it's 5.5 million posts and then my man. Well, yeah, what is this?
I don't know what celebrity or what person started this thing. Like, so let's say if a chick will post a picture. Like, if a dude, like, did a nice gesture or they're just out and about and it's just like, oh, my man, my man, my man. Or
what is it? Like, what have you been seeing?
I don't fucking know, but it's
annoying.
I've
never heard of it since you said it. But it's 5.5 million my man tags.
I've been noticing a lot of posts. And what is?
Nah, I'm
need
clicking
to, maybe
on
my
clicking,
algorithms is.
I haven't seen it. I'm clicking so on some of the tags. I want to see what it means. I'm trying
usually,
to find a black couple.
I feel like it's either a man has done a gesture. We gonna talk about a highlight reel,
like a relationship.
Yeah, it's
type
like relationship
of thing,
type
like,
of thing, and it's like. Oh God! I wish I could.
Yeah,
I wish
because
I could have shown you.
I'm clicking on the post, but the people that's tagging my man, the shit make no sense.
Even
what
like
the
chick who just recently got engaged, it's just like it's not even like people get engaged though. Like,
but it's a positive thing, or is it like braggadocious type?
It's a. Let's just look. Cut this part out.
No. Because it matters. Because like I said, I haven't seen the trend, so I feel like
you know
talking
you talk about
it,
you know yeah, people in like trash relationships, yeah. And it's just like
Hold on. I want to clap it up because that's a great point. Because going back to that, see now that you say it, I'm probably gonna see it. Because you know how I don't see it or I just overlook it.
Yeah.
But now, or like I might see it, but I just might not know what it means.
Or they could be going, or they can, let's just say they're going out on a date and they're dressed up nice or something like that. And it's like, my man, my man, my man. Or.
No, but you mentioned a good point how some people who might be in bad relationships, they join the trend.
And
if
y'all smile
think,
like it, then like, yeah, my man is doing all these great things for me. And then like.
And they make you think it's something it's not. But
yeah.
That's why I just say social media, I detach. I go on there, I engage, I do my little promotion, and I take my black ass off. But now, hold on, because we got sidetracked.
Yeah, so the hot girl summer.
Yeah, the question was, okay, do you have any advice out there for the single woman who are single right now, but they might be looking for a real relationship, or they might be looking for a suitable, I mean a real, I don't mean, you know, a lot of us now are over 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when you're over 30, the time now is to settle down, as they say, find my counterpart, find my person. So do you have any advice out there for the single woman who are looking for somebody, like at least some tips, some gems on what to look out for, what to maybe stay away from?
Oh God.
Because I feel like I can give it, but sometimes it come off as bias or, well, you're not like us. You ain't a woman. You don't know what we want.
We need to take a session. What is it called? What's the pause?
The session in between. Okay, so hold on. We're going to stay away from that. We're going to take a quick little... how much time you need?
I need like gather your thoughts? I need like 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay. Well, Missy Elliott said 1 minute, man.
You don't want a 1 minute, man.
You got the extra. All right. You need an extra minute. All right, so we're going to play... You funny, man. We gonna play a song by my guy Michael Minnelli. This is called Shade on Her Sunshine. We'll be back after this. We'll be back after this little quick little intermission. Let her gather her thoughts together.
Blue skies met your blue eyes. You were born for the summertime, girl. Two beats on the beach every other day. You don't wanna work your life away. Never cared for the cool guys. All they did was try and break your heart. Small town girl looking for a new start. Got a dream that'll ride away. On a one way ticket. Got a one way ticket to paradise. She just wanna feel alive. All she needs is a little sunshine. One way ticket. One way to get to paradise. She was never satisfied. Only one thing on her mind, and she ain't gonna stop till she gets there. Wherever there is, all she needs is a little sunshine. She can't wait to
on the sunshine. Don't you cop throwing that shade. Don't you throw shade on the sunshine. Don't you cop throwing that shade. Don't you throw shade on the sunshine. Girl, it's Friday night, put your makeup on. There's a bar by the beach playing old school love songs. Top of night when nothing can go wrong. Few drinks, so the vibe's strong. Playing closing time, so you sing along. Knowing in the morning, you'll be on your way. Leaving all your insecurity behind. For brighter days on a one-way ticket. Got a one-way ticket to paradise. She just wanna feel alive. All she needs is a little sunshine. One-way ticket. Got a one-way ticket. Paradise, she was never satisfied. Only one thing on her mind, and she ain't gonna stop till she gets there. Wherever there is, all she needs is a little sunshine. She can't wait to live in that moment. I know she'll own it. So don't you go throwing shade on the sunshine. Never look back for the life she chose. She's a long way from home. Every time they tried to stop her, she remembers why she hit the road. She had a leg up and she ain't gonna stop till she gets there. Wherever there is, all she needs is a little sunshine. And she can't wait to live in that moment. I know she'll own it. So don't you go throwing shade on the sunshine.
That is my guy, Michael Minnelli, with Shade on Her Sunshine. I think we're ready now. She gathered a thought. She got it together. So going back to the question.
Yeah.
The woman out there who's listening right now, you know, right now, I know somebody out there right now is listening. You laying down in bed. You're like, damn, I don't got a man.
Right.
I'm seeing my friends with men. They getting proposed. They getting engaged. And, you know, engagement season. Everything is kicking off, right? And I want that too.
Yeah.
So right now I'm going to step aside and DeWine's going to give you that key advice, those tips on how to find that good man.
So I am not about to give you any tips on how to.
Yes, she is. So I'm going to step aside and this is DeWine's time.
How to find that good man. But I think if you're speaking in terms of the summertime, sis, it can very well happen. But I think you also need to be realistic and know that it may not actually happen. And how are you going to be content if it don't happen?
Okay, well, you know, if it don't happen for me, how can I be content? I'm being a woman right now. So how can I be content with that?
It's hard because I struggle with this as well. I believe that you should definitely surround yourself with people who you love and enjoy being around. And let me tell you, it's going to be, and this is just a life, not even just dealing with relationships, but you have to appreciate those moments in your life where you are laughing and you are smiling and you are like,
well, all the people I laugh would have men.
Yeah, but you don't know what be happening behind closed doors. You don't know the arguments and the fights that they get into. You don't see her crying and complaining to somebody else. She could be putting on a show showing that she's happy and this and that. She could be real life miserable.
LCP.
So I believe it, and again, it goes back to what do you truly want? Do you just want to fling? If you want to fling, you can find that. You can. There are several dating apps. Hell, in the next few months, if I might get on the Hinge or some shit like that. there are dating apps. People find each other online. Like this is 2023. Like you can create a casual connection with somebody and go have fun with, go take a trip with. But if a man tells you straight up that he's not ready, that he got other
men. But sometimes he's not going to tell you.
you should
you
be.
You gotta just learn by the actions.
If a man ain't hitting you back and he texting you back 3 days late and all this and that, he's nine times out of ten. He replying at midnight,
hey, come over, baby.
He's not that interested in you because if a man truly wants you, he's gonna be very intentional about you. So if a man particularly isn't intentional about you, he ain't ready for you. And it may not even be that he don't really like you like that. He's just not the time for you. So I think you need to just use your discernment. But if you, we know when a man is interested in us, they hitting us up, they checking in on us, you know, they're going out of their way and to show those gestures. So, but it's positioning yourself. And some, and if you're a single woman, you're always around, what can I say? Sometimes try going someplace by yourself, you know, maybe go to a local museum or go to a restaurant and, you know, you just never know where you'll meet somebody.
Oh, let me jump in. Now, if you do that, it's not lame to do that because I always hear, it's losers. It's not, no, you're not being a loser.
And let me tell you, I get it. Like sometimes you do want that person with you, you know, and I get it. And it's tough sometimes, but you can also... You can also have a okay time by yourself. Go pull up one of your favorite podcasts. This one, you know, you can listen to this for some entertainment. Enjoy you a nice meal. You can go take a walk. I enjoy taking walks and looking at like a scenic view, whether it's like by the lake, by the water. I live in New Orleans, so in the Garden District. I mean, now I'm complaining sometimes. I walk through like, how the fuck did God all this money to buy this house? This is supposed to be mine. But sometimes it's just nice to just position yourself somewhere new, and if you don't find somebody, you have to just find ways to still have joy because. Listen, honey, waiting, it's just painful.
Yeah, but sometimes your wait might be longer. The same thing going back to Giannis, like sometimes like some people succeed fast. It's just like everybody is like to say it's steps to success and steps in a relationship. Well, in that the love space is failed relationships.
Yeah.
And like those are the steps. And sometimes you can give up or just keep going. But like you can better yourself and just present yourself as a new person or maybe change your way of thinking.
Yeah. And so I do want to add this, John, because I think this is important. It takes a really long time to, and I'm just being real, like
100%
stuff don't always happen overnight. I'm not talking relationships. I'm not talking about
in general.
So like, you know, when you talk about self-love, that is a process. You're not going to just magically fall in love.
That's a lifetime process.
That is a process. You can say, all right, I'm going to dedicate 30 days to doing this. Like, you can dedicate, you're going to probably feel a shift, but you still have to continue to practice that until you really.
It's not a practice to where, okay, cool, practicing it. Now I found somebody, now I'm going to stop. It's forever. Mm-hmm. Like, it just don't stop. Like, as long as you breathing and you functional, you always got to find ways to include yourself, to love yourself, enjoy time to yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why I say it's a lifelong, as long as you breathe it, it needs to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, don't stop because now you met somebody and now your whole life is just centered around relationship. Mm-hmm.
You still got to pour into yourself. Yeah, you still got to tell yourself, I love you, your name.
Yeah, you wake up and you're
beautiful.
Sleep.
You got to tell you, yeah.
He sleep. You know what? I want to go sit outside and read a book, drink some coffee by myself.
Yeah.
He should understand that. That's why I say it has to be, it's forever.
Yeah. So that's why I say, like, y'all, look, me and my girl, we be constantly going through it. We be like, I just don't understand. Like, Lord, where my husband at? Like, yeah, we be going through. That's why I say, like
she said, go for a walk.
go for a walk. Go to the gym and surround yourself with positive people who truly love you and care about you, so they can uplift your spirits.
I'm listening.
I don't know why he's being rude and
<My bad. laughs>
inserting these things, but I just want to hammer into these women, like, bruh, this shit might not happen, but you could be that lucky one. And and if you're looking for something serious, like husband material, you just need to pray to God, because and ask him to give you discernment. Now,
dating
when you
is
see,
so chaotic.
Yeah, man. When Jesus you see those red flags, you cannot stick around and try to think that you're going to change them. You cannot change anybody.
You can't change. But look, I'm going to say right now, if you see red flags and you decide to stay, like, you got to know. Matter of fact, let me say it properly. You got to know just
I'm
when
so
the
stressed out.
No, you got to know when it's your shit. You got to shut up. Because if you do that, you know, if you ignore red flags, it's okay. But you don't got to be. You got to just. Because I'm just trying not to, you know, say the word. Because people say, I don't like when you say the word. You know, I don't. So, hey. Oh. What?
You childish, bro.
Let me just bleep it out. But. Nah, see, that's why I wanted to ask you. So, yeah. Hey, I hope you guys were listening to what she had to say.
I could talk about this for another 20 minutes, dog.
We're going to call that segment Unwind with Wine.
Yeah,
that's
how I wish I had some wine at this point. My little heart hurt.
Nah, you might want to say.
How can I find somebody this summer?
Well, number one, take your own advice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm giving, like,
play
for real.
Back.
I'm giving this advice, and I'm just like, the truth of the matter is, it sucks sometimes.
I know, but like I said, you got to just use, like I said, like, you could be single and still give great advice.
Yeah.
Because you might have had more ups and downs, more experiences to where.
Yeah, it's definitely not worth dealing with an ain't shit nigga. Like, it is not worth it, bro. That's why I'm like, be around somebody with good energy. Like, if you gonna mess around with somebody, be with someone who's gonna add value to your life, not just monetarily, but like speak life into you, encourage you, like be positive, not somebody who's just gonna drain your energy.
Yeah, but if you mess around with somebody, they're not obligated to even do that to
they're not obligated, but you can still find good people out there who still have good intentions. Like, that's a real thing.
No, 100%.
So that's what I'm like, if a man is honest with you and telling you, like, you know, I am not either ready for this, like, I'm still, like, dating around, like, and you accept it, and he treats you well, because sometimes, like, even for some women, they may not even be looking for something long-term. They're
like
just looking for companionship.
What you just said, if he's honest with you about dating around and stuff like that, and he's still treating you good, see, that's where the confusion comes in, because she's like...
So he's supposed to treat you like shit because
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he can be honest with you about that and treat you great and amazing and tell you, hey, look, I'm still dating around.
She want to lock him down.
Yes, and see, that's the part that happens, and people walk themselves into a ditch. It's like how they be like, you know what? He feel this way now, but if I give him some pussy and I treat him right, he gonna want me.
Enjoy that nut, because but that's all you're getting from
him. And oftentimes when you know the desire, because a man can be upfront honest, but now if you in denial about it, and that you think that by you doing certain things it's going to change his mind, and now when it don't happen, instead of the woman saying, you know what, like,
it's hard out here in the streets.
Instead of saying, you know what, like, just, I didn't take heed to what he was telling me.
Yeah.
Now it often becomes, well, he played me. And I'm like, everything was set up front. And I got a message, but I don't think I got it on me. So we got to save that for another episode.
Okay.
But the gist of it was that somebody mentioned the fact that, you know, I was in, at the top of the year, I ended two situationships. Two guys I was messing and having sex with.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was like, yeah, I wanted more or whatever, whatever, but they ain't want to invest the time in it. But I'm like,
I know all about it.
No, but my response was to what she said. I said, I don't think that's true, because if they wasn't giving you what you wanted through action,
right,
then why did both of those situationships last 3 years?
Yeah.
And never.
Because people don't be so. It's an insecurity. If a woman don't know who they are, they're just settling.
That's not his fault.
No. I'm not blaming the man for that. Sometimes you need to be fucking dragged around, and this is not, again, a popular thing, but sometimes people need drastic measures to wake the fuck up to not continue to go down that same rabbit
100%.
Hole. Because I went down that rabbit hole, and I'm not returning.
No,
to
but
that
hold on.
Bullshit.
And then number two, I'm like, you had two situationships. So regardless of what you wanted, you wasn't even in the space to, quote unquote, commit. And then when I said that, that's when she said, she was like, you know what? During that time, I had a job. I was traveling for work. I wasn't ready to settle down. And I'm like, that's all you had to say in the first place. Right. Don't say, yeah, you know, I had to end that because they wasn't giving me what I want. You were traveling for work.
You didn't know what you wanted.
And that's why I say all the time on social media, it's easier mm-hmm. to blame somebody else as
people
opposed.
Shouldn't even be vitting on social media like that. That's, oh my, that's annoying.
Like that, every time you see me complain online, it's about that. Mm-mm. Like when you see me screenshot
tacky.
Something, I'm just like,
you know what? No, it's not tacky.
No, it's
because
tacky.
It's no. Let me tell you why. Because people, they like that. The same way people watch that toxic ass stuff online and people getting paid for it. It's a platform for everything. Somebody is getting money from complaining.
Because if you have not the average
person, but you know what I'm talking about, like the celebrity drama, because they get clicks. People like drama.
Yeah.
So,
I think
but
they
if you want to talk about your like. Make a podcast, write a book, so you can at least get a return on your investment of your energy wasted. That's my advice.
But I mean, my thing is that if you're gonna be open, you're gonna be honest, you're gonna vent. Like vent from both sides. Don't just vent from your own biased one sided perspective, and now the other side, you leaving so many bits and pieces out in relation to what actually happened.
Right.
The same thing what I said just now about what she told me. Like if I would just would have never questioned deeper.
Right.
Her story was, you know what? I wanted more. They wasn't giving me more. When in reality, you was traveling for work. You ain't have the time.
Right.
You ain't want to settle down. That's why. But now she said at the end of that, you know what? I realize now I want more. Just say that from the beginning. Instead of just saying it was their fault.
Yeah.
You know, they wasn't putting forth the action. It had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Because they could have said, you know what? I want to be with you. You're still traveling for work. You're not ready to settle down. You're not in that space. So they could have gave you that. It still wouldn't have been presented back to them because you weren't in that space.
Right.
That's not their fault. Just say, I wasn't ready. I was at a different time in my life. Instead of saying, yeah, men that... No. That's my thing. If you're going to be open, you're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Don't say it from your biased one-sided perspective because you want your friend. Girl, so true. No, do both sides. Because
your real friends is going to put you in check as well.
Yeah, and oftentimes when you got real friends like that, they end up not being friends no more because sometimes you can't take the criticism. But to me, those are the friends I want.
Yeah.
Oh, like, we see all the time. Remember on American Idol when motherfuckers go up there and you be like, why is you there? And the friends be in the break room and they're like, yeah, I know she gonna kill it. And they be like, bye. Like, you need real friends. Like, girl, I love you.
Right.
Like, you amazing. You are so motivated. But you can't sing.
Facts.
Don't take your ass up there in front of Simon and Randy and Paula. Don't go over there.
I really do. But honey, this not your ministry.
And that's why I say you gotta have those things and... Like you say, because sometimes everything ain't for you. And like your sweater say, keep winning, sis. You can keep winning.
Shout out to
in other ways. But I hope that you guys enjoyed and just take heed in what she said as she was unwinding those facts. You know?
That's funny. Unwinding.
Yeah, unwinding with the wine.
Nah, this was cool. I hope that the single ladies. Yeah, just seek
like
the
you
Lord.
Said, I know it's tough. It's tough out here. As somebody told me, you know, other day, relation to Tinder, she said that Tinder has turned into like the Let's Fuck app.
Like
that's basically, where it's just like,
that's
you just
really
want to have sex.
Sad. But
it's
just,
the one night stand
app. I just want the women to know that there are great men out there who not just trying to use you for sex. John doesn't like to talk about the small percentage of men. But
I'm saying you're right, but just sometimes you gotta change where you're looking.
Yeah.
Like if you met your last 10 boyfriends in the club or at the bar,
right.
Chances are stop looking
in
that place.
And also, ladies, expand your geographic location because there are people.
You said expand your ethnicity to white? Is that what you said?
That's a no.
Go get that white
man. You know what? But listen, let me not, because, you know, I got cousins who married a white man. But listen, not just that, but your man could be in Iowa. That's extreme. But they can be in a whole other state, and you just, so be open-minded, and you never know, like, y'all could... Man, listen, they might not be in your local city.
I mean, you're right. But like I said, man, that's how we going to leave it. Yeah, that's how we going to get out of here, man. So I hope you guys, you know, enjoyed this episode, enjoyed the facts, enjoyed all the unwinding that we did. And like she said, man, if you listening to what she's had to say, you following the steps, you reading your little relationship books, the experts, you listen to the podcast and all these different types of things and you getting information, and it's just not connecting, it's not working, just move to Iowa. That's how we go.
No, I don't like it. And it's like that. Y'all go watch the Dear Future Wifey podcast. Yeah. I'm gonna plug. I won't get
that.
What's
the name of the podcast again?
Dear Future Wifey. Dear Future Wifey. Because and I'm gonna just explain it to him real quick. And this is about the man who is the host of that podcast. He was previously married, and this grown man who's probably, I think, let me just say he's 40 years old. Mm. He took a vow of celibacy, and like he's looking for his wife. And he has dedicated his whole podcast to unpacking the things that he did wrong in his relationship. He has several guests on there to talk about how they may have found a significant other.
Oh, I did hear the episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
The one you sent me around Christmas time. And okay. I listened to the whole thing as I put my son's bunk bed together. The whole episode. I'm like, it was good. It was a good episode.
I think that podcast has a lot of wisdom in it. Mm. And I think some women should check it out. And so I think that's a good relationship podcast.
Definitely.
Because it's not toxic. It's not a, you know.
So it's not ghetto and like, you know what, these bitches.
No, it is.
So it's
not
mature.
It's very mature.
Oh, that's okay.
Very mature.
So you guys out there, man, go check out the Dear Future Wife. Who's the host of the podcast?
Latarius Whitfield.
Y'all go check it out with my guy, Latarius Whitfield. Go check it out. Go get that mature. Because we all know, like, sometimes you don't want to get the Zeus information, like the blue face, the
Christian. And it's entertaining. And y'all know, okay, Christian Keys was just recently on there. Like the
Who that? Who
Christian Keys? Okay, if y'all ever watched Tyler Perry Plays, Madea goes to jail, and it was like that cross or something like that. Okay. The real light skinned brother.
Yeah.
But this man was pouring his heart out about like how he desires to be with one woman and the things that, oh, it's just good, man. So I think that's a positive thing for women to look at, and they can like just renew their hope. Because it's a process. It could take a long time for you
a
to find
time.
The one.
It could be 6 months, a year. Sometimes you might be 80 and find love in the...
Christ, but
what Rihanna said, found love in a hopeless place. You never know. You might find it.
Watch that. That'll renew your hope at least in finding real love.
But like I said, at the end of the day, still got to be realistic as you go through it. You don't just want to take everything at face value. But y'all go check out the Dear Future Wifey podcast, and hopefully you'll be a future wifey. If not, you just be one of the bitter hoes on Instagram. Venting, posting the memes. A real man is going to get you.
Oh, my God. God bless you all.
That's it. But that's how we're going to leave. We're going to get out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed the
advice. LCP.
Hey, man. Move to Iowa.